Good afternoon, Peninsula RV Centre. You're speaking with Effie. I am. I nearly did. It was very, very bad. And to be honest with you, it was too hard. It was as in, just not enough people. I do nearly 15 shows a year, right? I've never once had to pay as an exhibitor to enter a show. Never once. Yeah. I can't believe, I don't know whose idea, because it's funny. So everybody's blaming everyone. Everyone's passing the buck, you know, and you can't get a clear answer from anyone. Look, I'll just give you a bit of a rundown how I'm used to things working. I've been doing shows for 10 years. Normally, you have the event manager from, if not the, you know, the Friday, the Saturday, they start walking around, is everything all right, you know. There was none of that. Only one person came on Sunday. Yeah, well, it was pretty, and they moved us, yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, exactly. Really? It was a great weekend. I loved the show. Like, it was fine. But the thing is that it wasn't a what, like, we were in, you know how you said last minute they moved us? Yeah, so they moved us, and it was all, what's it called? Not concrete. The rocks, with dust. Gravel. We were on gravel. We every day were full of dust. You couldn't keep the vans clean. Forget it. At least, like, somebody could have gone beforehand and, like, put some water down. Do you know what I mean? Like, hosed it down or something. There was nothing done. You didn't mention that we couldn't peg anything down. So I had one flag up. One flag. Every other place had full on. We weren't even, nothing was even dressed. It looked like we just rocked. There was a bit of spare space and we just got there. Do you know what I mean? We couldn't put anything down. I couldn't peg anything down. It wasn't something that I'm used to. We go to shows, and if I send you footage of how we dressed our side up as opposed to what we had there, you'll understand. Like, you got to understand that I've come from Melbourne, right? So I brought a staff member with me. I've paid for the site because it's for my dealer. I brought a staff member with me. There's flights. There is accommodation. There's food. There's wages. That you have to, not only do you have to feed them, you've got to pay their wages too, right? So that's a $10,000 exercise. Apart from that, my dealer has got four people that have towed things up and towed back, and accommodation, all that. For a full caravan site, you know, we probably spent $16,000-$17,000 for a small. We're not bringing in 20 vans, do you know what I mean? But only for four vans, it's a very costly exercise. And plus, I've heard that there's two on there a year, right? Or is there more? Yeah. 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 Well, I don't know what kind of advertising you guys do either. I don't know. I did hear it on the radio. I can't lie. We didn't get the result that we wanted. I remember when we were driving in for parking one day, one of the guys that's got the bigger companies, he goes, mate, I'll pay $25,000 for my site and you're making me pay. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little bit, not a very nice taste, Katrina, in the mouth, to be honest with you, you know, for a first show that I did. And I've never ventured out to do interstate shows, except for Batemans Bay, and it's a company that we always go to their shows anyway. So I know how they operate, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's a little bit... I had high expectations, and they weren't fulfilled. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's it. No, it's just, it was, but look, the weather wasn't kind to anyone, as well, and it was just a bit, it was just not all that organized. Can you hang on one sec, Katrina? One sec. About that, Katrina. No one uses their initiative apparently anymore. Just there's always got to be a question asked about anything, like random. Hey, can I just put this there? Just fucking do it, man. Like, it's not that hard. It's not rocket science. Oh God. Anyway. Yeah, but look, I'm sure if it was different circumstances, you know what I mean? We did a couple. It was all right, but you expect to do more when you go away. My dealer wasn't that happy, so I don't know. Because I don't do those. It's too hard for me to get the vans out there. If he doesn't take them, then, you know. Oh, really? Oh. I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised too. Well, we were right there in front. So it wasn't, the position was great. Don't get me wrong. Our position was good. It's just that our location was bad. Like, it was, you got no idea, Katrina. Like, it was dusty and there wasn't enough people through the doors. How many people came through? Did you get numbers? Oh, really? Throughout the 3 days? Well, either that or they didn't walk in through those doors, because if those doors that I were at, it was either there was two doors, wasn't there? There was two entrances. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's where I was. Yeah. No, that's where our caravans were. So I'm thinking a lot more people came. I don't know if they came all the way around. And to be honest with you, I don't know how. I can't envision how the map was, because the way the outlay was. It's just, how many shows have you guys done a year? You do 12. How many years you've been doing it? Oh, wow, okay. Surprise. Okay, yeah, that's all right. Maybe it was just a show. I don't know, darling. I don't know what to say, but look, I wish it went better. Do you know what I mean? I wish it went better. It's just that it's hard for me to get my vans out there for another show without the support of the dealer, because it's just too expensive. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's just a bit hard. So, anyway, we'll see how time heals all. We'll see when it comes around again next year. Yeah. You never know. Exactly. No problem at all, lovely. All good. I'm sorry it wasn't better news, but it was, yeah. It is what it is. You know, we all take our chances, everybody. That's life, I suppose, and, you know, you take the good with the bad. But, yeah, just a few things different. You know, sometimes you just, you know, when you go and have a cup of coffee somewhere and they don't make it right, and you go, I've had better. Yeah. You should say, don't worry about it, I'll just pay for it. It might taste better. Anyway, all good, my darling. Take care. Thank you. Bye.